President John Dramani Mahama has appealed to organized labor to exercise restraint as government takes strategic measures to address the challenges facing the economy. He reiterated that the challenges are temporary and the medium-term prospects of the economy are bright. Speaking at the Flagstaff House in Accra after receiving the Century Report from the Vice President Kwesi Mesanfa, President Mahama said the strategic measures taken by government will also go a long way in addressing the structural challenges of the economy. Sathia reports.
From May 12 to 15 this year, about 140 Ghanaians from organized labor, financial institutions, security services, traditional leaders, political parties, academia, policy think tanks, ministers and government appointees, among others, took part in the National Economic Forum at Senche in the Eastern Region. The forum came about with a 22-point communique known as the Senche Consensus. Presenting the report to President Mahama, Vice President Enisaatha said the Bank of Ghana and the Ministry of Finance have begun implementing some of the consensus. He said an implementation advisory group headed by a presidential staffer, Dr. Newman Thompson, has been set up to monitor the implementation of the Senche Consensus.
The crucial aspect of the Senche Accord was the broad participation. This spirit of participation is captured in the formation of what we call the IAG as a public interest body to ensure the participatory oversight on the implementation of this report. We also developed an implementation matrix to guide the members of the group. Our hope is that with the presentation of the report, it will become a turning point in the economic management of this country, where we seek broad participation in the major objectives and we go forward as a nation to achieve it.
President Mahama said the Senche Consensus will be incorporated into the second Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda being put together by the National Development Planning Commission.
I want to thank everybody for the work that they did and to assure the whole country that we would implement this report and to assure the country that the challenges we face, as I've said many times, are temporary and we're putting in place the kinds of reforms and the kinds of measures that will ensure that we don't make these economic challenges a cyclical occurrence and that when we pull through this, we will never find ourselves in this kind of situation again.
The president of the Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, James Asareje, was optimistic about the medium-term prospect of the economy and asked the government to focus on addressing the immediate challenges facing the economy. 30 year reporting for Radio Ghana.